So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Do you trust your neighbors?
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into that trust.
Sure.
And all it would take for a casual neighbor acquaintance is one wrong move to change your opinion that maybe took 5, 10, 15 years to build.
Could be.
Someone in this room had that situation drop right in his lap.
Yes.
And depending on what type of person you are, one move one way or the other could have you keeping an eye on a neighbor like Tommy. The rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. You noticed a little something early in the morning recently.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to come to work the other day. Pull out, it's about 4:45. Pitch ass black.
Kevin.
Pitch ass dark. Black is black. Can't see nothing. So I'm on a shared driveway with three other houses.
Oh, shared driveway. It's weird that you put it that way because I've heard it called other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a driveway.
Shared driveway. So what?
Is
you
it
guys,
a road or is it a driveway?
So it's a driveway.
So there's no street. There's no street sign there.
No.
That says something underneath the sign.
Just says welcome to this shared driveway.
Oh really? Because when I drove past,
what did it say?
Private drive.
Yeah.
By the way, second private drive. Tommy has lived in Rochester. But go on, I'm sorry.
So I pull out and I start to head down the driveway and I see a package like in the driveway.
Oh.
Middle of the night. So I pull up. I got to get my phone out to find the goddamn thing. So it's an Amazon package just laying there.
Oh.
And it's one of my neighbors.
Oh.
And they just left it in the road.
So apparently the Amazon guy dropped it.
Okay.
I'm guessing coming up the thing because they don't drive up. So I don't know what to do with this thing. It's 4:45 in the morning. I'm not going to bang on anybody's door. I also don't want to walk because it's the guy all the way in the back. I don't want to walk all the way down, like start walking up and like security lights start going on and stuff. You know, I ain't doing it.
Sure.
So what do you do?
What'd you do?
I don't want to leave it there. It's going to get run over. I don't know what's in the damn thing.
Yeah.
All right. So the way I see it.
I think I did the logical choice.
All right, before we get to what you did. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The way I see it, you got three options.
Yeah.
One, you grab it, you bring it right to the house. That's the easiest thing to do.
Not at 4:45 in the morning.
I mean, you're right. Walking up to someone's door.
Man, ring cams and stuff. I don't know what kind of alerts they got.
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you doing? We've called the police.
You live right there. Even if they did call the police, you live right there.
I don't want to deal with all that. I'm going to work.
All right. The second option is to put it in your car and bring it back later. Right,
but that's kind of weird. Like, yeah. I drove off with your package for the day.
Well, no, but you're keeping it safe, and if they don't know it was supposed to be there, then eventually
I'm guessing they were waiting for this package. It's an Amazon package. They give you all these alerts where it is.
All right, then the third option would be just to leave it alone and pretend you never saw it.
Well, I'm not going to do that, and I want it to get run over.
Oh, okay, wait.
Just push it off to the side, maybe, of the road so it doesn't get hit.
But then what if it gets hit by, like, a lawnmower or something?
Yeah.
Well, I think the lawnmower would see it.
Maybe. All right, so you didn't leave it there. You didn't bring it to the house. You didn't put it in your car. What did you do?
All right. So at the end of our driveway, we also have shared mailboxes. So there's four mailboxes on one setup. So I So very fancy. So I just stuck it between the two mailboxes, one of them being his, and just left it there on top. So it's off the ground. It's just sitting there, and you'll see it because it's a pretty sizable package sticking out of the mailbox.
You committed a federal crime.
Anybody will see it.
Oh, good call.
It's 4:45 in the morning. Somebody's cruising around looking for packages.
Yeah, you know what's funny about
let them have it.
You know what's funny about time? It keeps going forward. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning, someone else. Will
well,
see
when
that
the cat goes to work, he'll see a package that he's obviously missing because Amazon said they're probably waiting on the packages. They said they delivered it.
Are you sure that he got it?
It's gone.
So no.
No, he took it. If it's not there, he took it.
Are you sure?
Maybe another neighbor brought it up for you.
Or another neighbor grabbed it and opened it.
So you think.
I'm just, you can't.
So you're thinking the 90-year-old widow across the street, she was up at night watching QVC, and she sees something going, oh, that looks pretty damn good.
It's, I didn't know you had a 90-year-old southern neighbor, female neighbor that talks like a man. Oh, that looks pretty good. I'm a 90-year-old woman who lives in Pittsburgh.
Run over there in my nightie and grab that son of a bitch.
Bro, you should have just walked it to his front step.
Yes. There's no way I'm walking up to somebody's house at that time of night.
They're asleep.
Bro, I don't know. Like, again, people have those security cameras that go off. They say, hey, there's movement out here in the middle of the night. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's you, so it's not going to pick up any of your movement.
And I also don't want to, like, wake up a whole family over some stupid package. It's probably something like a goddamn shirt or something. Like, who cares?
It's probably like a goddamn shirt or something. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Kimmy?
Yeah.
What is your move in this situation?
Oh, I'm leaving it.
You're not even touching it?
Because here's the thing. Usually when Amazon driver drops it off, they take a picture of it. So I don't want anybody to see that it's been moved.
So it's possible he left it at the end of the driveway because there was a dog or something there. That will happen every
time. No, but this wasn't that. This was in the driveway. It fell off. I can understand. Usually, if that's the case, they put it by the mailbox.
Okay, well, look, here's the thing. I get why they might be confused.
The guy doesn't have a dog.
Private drives are they're not common.
And there's laws.
So...
Yeah, I'm not moving it far from its original place because I don't want to confuse
anybody.
So
you just kicking it to the side?
I don't know. Yeah, just move it out of my way and move
That's
on.
A dick move,
no,
man.
But
I just don't want to confuse anybody because like you said, like if they go there looking, thinking it's going to be there and now it's not.
It's just 20 feet more to the mailbox.
Yeah, but they may not think to look there.
You go get your mail every day. There it is.
You did such an old man thing. Right? Like, I'm not going to do what I should do, but I have to do something to feel like I took control of the situation.
I protected it as best I could.
No, you didn't. You exposed it to be stolen.
No, you want me to drive it around town all day like I'm Amazon Part 2.
Yeah, Amazon Part 2 Electric Boogaloo. That would have been the safer move. Just put it in your car and bring it to him when you get home. What is wrong with that?
Because it almost looks like you swiped it now.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I guess because he does get home at like 10, but if that person was looking for it at any time in between, they may report it as stolen or missing to Amazon, then all of a sudden it shows up hours later.
It's easy to explain, right?
I know. I just don't want to throw anybody's
morning off.
I don't
want to explain. I don't want to deal with it any more than I have to.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Tommy, leaving at 4:45 the other day, finds an Amazon package at the end of their private road that they live on there, and it belonged to a man who lived down the road. He didn't want to drive it up there at 4:45 in the morning. He didn't want to leave it there, so he picks it up and puts it on the mailbox for anyone to steal if they would like. There is a fourth, very unethical option.
What's that?
Very unethical.
Yeah, yeah. Open it up and see if it's anything good.
And steal it?
So steal the package?
You could get away with that. Look, I mean, if someone came to your door.
You know, how desperate are you?
What if it's something, you weren't curious what's in the box? The best tease of all time is what's in the box.
You didn't do a little shake to see?
Well, it was really light, so I thought it was clothing.
Oh, it could have been just cash, tons of cash.
Tons of cash.
He's part of that new Amazon cash
could've
program.
Could have been Coke.
If someone came to your door
and
handed you an open Amazon package and said, this was delivered to my house, I didn't look at the name, I just opened it, that's a reasonable thing to believe, right? I'm so sorry.
No, actually, this happened when we first moved in. We had packages switched with a neighbor, and we both accidentally opened each other's packages and then swapped.
But
later
those were delivered to your door, at least.
Yeah, but I guess I could have looked at the name on it. We were both expecting packages around the same size, and we're like, oh. Whoops, this isn't mine.
And that's what I'm saying here. If you open up the package and it's something you don't want, you go down there and go, oh my God, I'm so sorry I opened this.
But that makes you the worst person on the planet.
Why?
Because you're stealing.
From who?
The people that bought that package.
No, actually, you're not. Because.
How is that not stealing?
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not stealing. I'm saying it's not as unethical as you are making
it. Oh, it's about as unethical as it gets.
Well, let me tell you about how unethical it is. You're not stealing from your neighbor, man.
Who am I stealing from?
Amazon.
That's still stealing.
Jeff Bezos.
I'm still stealing.
Billionaire. Got so much money, he's shooting rockets into space and having $500 million weddings
right.
in Italy.
Hey, man.
Yeah, his right's on the back of yours.
Just
man.
Because he got after it and you didn't.
You got after it?
We got after
oh, I'm
it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot. 1% Tommy's back again. 1% Tommy.
He's got the world's largest sailboat, man.
That,
and he has a big boat that follows it just to have all those, the supply.
I think you're making my argument.
What if it's something embarrassing in that package, though? You don't want it. But now
well,
you
like
don't want
toy.
Your neighbor to know that you saw it.
Yeah, what if it's a big-ass dildo or something? Or like a...
Well, then I take it
like
and give it to you.
Or like an inappropriate, I don't know,
like
t-shirt.
A plug. What if it's a plug or them sex beads or those balls, those Chinese balls you plunk in there?
Then you throw it
like
away.
Like you're Yao Ming. You're like dunking them from the three-point line.
Is that a dunk? You are so unathletic.
Well, you are.
You're dunking
you're Yao
and
Ming.
He's doing the three-point dunk.
Sky hook.
You wouldn't want to know that your neighbor's ordering sex toys?
No, I don't want
yeah,
to know
you
that.
Lie. You want that information bad, man.
Because then I got to think that that's got to be on them or in them.
Well, not anymore because you just throw it away.
Stole it.
Look, I would have a hard time not opening that package in all sincerity.
Yeah, I didn't want
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah. I want to know what's in there.
I don't want. I'm too worried about
yeah.
the embarrassment of it all.
How are you going to get caught?
And then the it's
what if
illegal.
Somebody caught you on the ring cam bringing yeah. the package in.
Okay, I thought it was mine.
Especially because it wasn't. No, but it wasn't delivered to my house. That's my point.
Okay.
It's laying in the ground. It'd be like finding something in the bushes by your house and claiming, oh, I'm sure it's mine.
Yeah, well, if it was, I would think that. If it's in my bushes, I would think it's mine. It's in my bushes. Mine! We got Instagram messages coming in. Tommy stumbled upon a package in the street at 4:45 in the morning addressed to his neighbor. He could have just brought it down there. At the
banged
time.
On the door.
Didn't do that. He just left it on the front step. He could have.
Here's your sex toy.
He could have.
Hey, Bob, I got your dildo right here.
He could have thrown it in the back of his car, brought it to his neighbor later, didn't do that.
No.
Yeah,
could
but it... what if that neighbor was banking on having it in the morning?
Yeah, like he's dying for that dildo with his coffee.
Not that. But you thought it was
clothing. I have a little Sanka and dildo in the morning. Well, he's on decaf. You don't want to be too jittery when you're back there.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
You know what Sanka is.
Only because of you.
Only because you're so old.
And gross.
You're always talking coffee and dildos.
But what if it was a piece of item of clothing they were banking on wearing that day for some reason?
Okay.
I don't know what they do for a living, right. But like now you have it, you're holding it hostage in your trunk.
For 8 to 10 hours.
Okay, but they're going to get up at 6, run outside,
yeah,
grab that piece
could be,
of clothing.
It could have been a package they were expecting, you know, because they'll do like the fast shipping thing.
Yeah, overnight.
And that's why it got there so late.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, drop it off, because Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Tommy, just admit you're a lazy POS. It would literally take 2 seconds to put
how
it on
How am I lazy when I actually got out of my car? Walked it down to
I mean,
a mailbox. That ain't lazy.
I'm surprised he moved it. I thought you would just leave it
no,
there.
No, because old men have to do something.
I also don't like things laying
ah,
around.
Ah, there it is.
I don't like cluttered up goddamn boxes blowing around the yard.
Let me ask this question. I'm going to ask Kimmy because Tommy's just all over the place.
Yeah.
If you have your neighbor's Amazon package, anything dropped off, any kind of package, do you feel comfortable dropping it on their front step and walking away, or do you feel the need to knock, wait for them to answer, and hand it to them personally?
Oh, I would just put it on their porch. Or, yeah, like in front of their door.
I'm always afraid if I just leave it on their front step and it gets stolen, I'm
well,
going to look
like most of the time,
criminal.
Like, we're home. Like, they're not home when we get home during the day. So I don't want to, like, hold it for them in the meantime. Sometimes you'll have somebody go pick it up for you. I don't want to mess with their situation. I'm just going to put it where it was meant to be.
I hold. I have to hand it to them. I have to.
Because you also want to like shake it and see what the hell's going on.
Well, yeah, I'm obviously going to do that. But like, I want to make sure that it's in their hand. Because God forbid I don't actually steal it, which I would think about doing. And then it gets stolen.
Right. Amazon doesn't actually put it in your hand. They just leave it out there.
And look what happens. You got radio hosts at 4:45 in the morning stuffing stuff in mailboxes. Committing federal crimes. Have you guys ever been given packages for the people you live around?
What do you mean? Like they got my package?
No, like it was intentionally. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I got my Basset Hound Biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
He's very friendly, but he's got a deep bark.
Yeah.
So the UPS driver must have been scared of him. He was in the front yard. I was down in the basement. Right. He went across the street and handed my package.
Oh, yeah, the one with the dog, yeah.
Yeah, to my neighbor and said, can you bring this to him later?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, why not?
Because what if my neighbor's a criminal?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, look at your neighborhood. You can kind of tell who's scuzz and who. You
don't
You're
scuzz, and you live on a private drive, you scuzz.
Yeah, but I don't dress scuzz.
You're dressed like every bad guy from A Bronx Tale this morning.
Yeah, but those were high-end cuzz.
Cuzz?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's not what you're supposed to do normally.
Well,
how else do you get your package? They're not going to get bit by your dog.
Leave it at the end of your driveway.
He's friendly. He just wanted to be pet.
Come here.
So
love me.
My husband will go one step further. So if there's a package in a place that's like sitting out in that person's driveway, like he will be the guy to like go bring it to their porch or bring it. So like my neighbors got something really heavy delivered, but the driver was struggling, so they kind of just left it at the end of their driveway. So my husband like brought it into these people's backyard, like into their fence area.
Wait, they weren't there?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That would bother me if I was my package.
Well, he's like, they shouldn't just leave it in the driveway like that. So we went and moved it up their driveway more.
You know, this, you know, moving forward as your husband's agent.
Yeah, as his agent.
As he ages. This is not going to be good
for you. Oh, as
he ages.
Oh, I thought.
Because if he's doing this, that's like an old man move.
He's like big helpful neighbor guy. Like he will jump in if like.
Yeah.
To do like the favor ahead of time.
Tommy's 100% right. This is going to get worse.
Oh,
and worse.
It will.
Oh, man. This sucks for you.
I was like, do what you want. I wasn't going to stop him. I wasn't encouraging it.
I can see him like drag. He's a fireman, right? I can see him like dragging hoses across the street, washing a guy's car because it looks dirty.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This is a story you'd expect to hear about teenagers.
Yeah.
Not a grown-ass man. But I guess it's possible if you live out in the country.
Yeah.
It's a bigger deal than we realize. And if you've got a lot of space, maybe it's harder to catch these folks than one would think.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Lyons.
Okay, what happened?
A 41-year-old man was arrested Friday afternoon after police say he was trespassing on town property.
Town property.
We don't know where in the town he was trespassing.
Yeah.
But he made himself pretty easy to find because police say he had started a campfire.
Well, he really got cozy in a hurry.
And Tommy, what makes it worse?
Wait, why did he need a campfire? It's 80-something degrees out.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to make some s'mores.
And by the way, it's dry as hell, man.
Burn ban, by the way. I don't know if you've seen the signs on the highway. Ban all that burning. What makes this worse, Tommy?
What happened?
Police say the man had already been told several times to stay off the property.
Oh.
And when deputies arrived, he refused to cooperate.
Oh.
He's been charged with trespassing and obstructing governmental administration. He's got a court date coming up. This should be a story about teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Or hobos.
Okay, yeah. Like, you need a place to sneak off to. You found some random land nobody's hanging out on.
Yeah,
nobody's going to tell me what to do here.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter who owns it when you're a kid. You're just there to chill and be cool.
Yeah. Right.
Does this happen with adults?
It shouldn't.
More than we think?
places they're seeking with no supervision?
All you country folk, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you own a little bit of land,
yeah,
how often are you running grown-ass people off of your property?
They're just mosey on in.
Well, I mean, think about it. There are other things that are more common that we're not considering here. Hunters, fishermen, snowmobilers, four-wheelers, people just looking out to have a few beers. Maybe this happens a lot more.
Oh, like they just scoot onto your property and do their hobby?
I mean, they know what they're doing, but they don't think you're going to see them.
Oh, maybe it does.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, but there's so many places where you can just do that legally.
So name them.
There's a snowmobiles. There's a million trails around this state.
Okay.
Now you can take these trails all over the goddamn state.
I also feel like people who snowmobile are in, like, not clubs, but like you find other people who have snowmobiles.
It's a society. Like,
and
they
like
know
either
what's going
somebody
on.
Has property or they know of property. You
like if you're jackassing around like that, there's no reason for it. And fishing, my God.
Listen to this, man. There's no reason for it. There's no reason.
You don't know where to go fish, bro.
No, but here's the thing, man. You want to talk about fishing? You could be just an everyday regular fisherman standing next to all the other schmucks picking all the fish out of the water, or
watching all the fish float by.
Go by this really nice watering hole you know of that just happens to be on someone else's property.
That's got to be rare.
Same with the snowmobilers. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go ride the trails that everyone else is on and have to go the exact speed limit, or I can race through people's backyards.
I can see racing. Okay, I can see racing through somebody's backyard, but you can't sneak around and fish.
Sure,
you just get, you got a rod, a tackle box, you're walking around. You're not slinking. I know what you're doing. Like, what are you doing? I just take going for a walk with my tackle box and rod.
Yeah, anytime you have equipment.
Yeah, a gun.
It would be way easier to slink, to hunt and fish than it would be on a four-wheeler or a snowmobile.
No, because I can haul ass.
If you're going from the opposite, if you're coming from the back of someone's property where you're not coming across the front of their house, they're not going to see you or hear you. They
no,
would
but
have
let's,
to be
say,
going
let's say
by.
I catch your ass.
Okay.
Well, if I got a four-wheeler, I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I can get my lures and stuff. I'll pack up here. Hold on, man. I also got my bait finder, my fish finder.
Bait finder goes right to the tackle box.
Yeah,
stupid.
I got my Yeti cooler. I also got my big old floppy hat on. Says world's greatest fisherman.
But here's the
thing. You look like such a dork leaving.
Okay, but if I get caught fishing on someone else's property, I can just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know this was your property. I can lie.
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, well, my mistake.
Well, everybody could lie.
Yeah, but... Oh.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Look, we are not country people.
No, we ain't.
But Karen is. She's on CMF. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. So I live out in BFE, outside of Rochester. We got about 3 acres, pilot. And the thing about us country folks is we are guns.
Okay.
I'm not saying I would go out guns a-blazing if I found a stranger, but plenty of folks will.
Okay, you're going to go to jail. I don't know why you wouldn't. Yeah. You can't say, I got a gun, I'm not going to use it, because if you say you got a gun, kind of sounds
but
like
then you
gun.
Say a-blazing.
A-blazing. Well,
I just mean, I think it's like, especially for those of us out, you know, with property, it's kind of well known that you never know who the crazies are.
No, that's
that
fine.
Are
hey, Karen, you own 3 acres. You don't own Yellowstone, man.
You don't
but you
know
can
that,
see
man.
The end of your property line.
Karen, look.
I'm sitting on 3 acre. I ain't taking no city folk coming out here doing city fishing on country property.
All right, Karen.
Coaching in my pond.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Karen, have you had to chase adults off your property in the past?
Luckily, I have not.
Okay, wait, you got a gun you just itching to use. You haven't gotten to use it yet.
No, she's ready to go a-blazing.
I'm just saying, in general, the population is well known to be armed, and you never know who's going to be
all right.
willing to go that distance.
All right, Karen, please never talk to me in person. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
There goes Karen.
Buckshot in my toolbox.
Philip writes us on Instagram, and you know he's cool because he calls himself Philip.
Right.
He says, during goose season, we get guys from states away out in our fields every year because there were geese out there.
I didn't know we had a goose season.
Always goose season in my mind, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
He goes on, I'm a hunter myself, but some of these geese hunters are psychos. All right, so he's chasing guys.
Are those the guys that have to get like down and like blow that like horn thing? Like, you know, that
the call.
Thing? Is that for geese?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because like, you're not ducks. Quiet, man.
I thought that was ducks.
Maybe they have geese, too. I don't know.
Geese call? Goose call?
I don't know. Well, don't blow in it and you get a moose. You got problems.
You
blew that thing the wrong way. You got a moose, son.
If you're watching the live stream, you saw the disappointment on his own face when the rest of that sentence came out of his mouth. Oh, man. I've fallen this low.
You're
going to
get BF'd by a moose.
Is it a dick move to kick someone off your property that's minding their own business?
You're on my property and you're.
You're on my property!
Yeah, I don't think that's a dick move. I think it's. You should let them know that, you know. Own these. Because, like, I mean, kind of to Karen's point, like, you kind of got to warn them, like, hey, you may cross paths with somebody you don't want to.
Like my brother.
Yeah.
Because he owned those two pieces of property side by side. Anytime he saw anybody down there, he would walk out there and talk to them with a sidearm on his hip.
A blazing.
Yeah, but that's Florida.
When I was a kid, we used to get chased all the time from this place in Greece. And it bothered me because, like, we weren't hurting anybody. I'm just trying to feel out my girlfriend on the beach on Long Pond. That's all I'm trying to do here. Like, why can't we be cool? Like, I'm just chilling, man.
Well, it says no inflatables on the beach.
So you'd run someone out of your backyard then?
No. But my wife would. My wife gets very territorial about our property.
Which is funny.
I don't.
Which is funny because you back up to Naz and you guys use Naz property like it's your backyard.
Shh.
No, it's just funny. Like,
be cool, man.
Hey, man, hey, stay on my property. Whoa.
No, but like, my brother's like that, man, with his stuff. But my father was like that. It's like that homesteading pioneer. Like, we settled this land. It's our land now.
But you didn't settle it. You bought it from somebody else.
They settled it. No, I don't care, but. People do.
Oh, you do care because you said my property a second ago.
My property.
By the way, as we're talking about the story again, a 41-year-old man arrested out in Lyons after police say he was trespassing on town property. He had started a bonfire.
That's pretty goddamn ballsy, man.
He was arrested because police say they had already told him to stay off the property. He refused to cooperate. He's facing a whole bunch of charges. Going back to that call from Karen a second ago.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, I'm on 3 acre. Can I admit something embarrassing?
What's that?
I'm 39 years old. Hmm. Yeah. I have no semblance in my mind of how big an acre is.
Well, I mean, you know how much property you own, right? Just compared to that.
Do you know the size of your lot?
No.
Like, you know, because it'll tell you, like, quarter acre, half acre.
I don't know. Should I know that?
It's kind of when you bought the house.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
Wait, is it bad that I don't know the size of my yard?
It's for like a man. Yeah.
Why? Well, you don't have a yard to know a size of.
Like, I know the square footage of my yard.
You don't have a yard.
Yes, I do.
No, you know the square footage.
I am married, so legally New York State said it's my house.
That's not how that works, actually.
It is common law property.
We don't have common law in New York State.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
It's property.
So I don't know. I don't know how much property I own, and you don't know that there's not common law, so I guess where it's a push. No, like I cannot in my head even wrap around what an acre is.
If you had an acre property, that's a nice yard.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big yard.
All right, like if I walked outside our front door here. And I look down towards WXXI.
Like a block, you're saying?
How far
like
is...
Like a city block?
How far is an acre?
It would probably be about the size of a city block.
Okay. How far is a city block?
It's right down by XXI. Turn a corner, make a left. I don't know. But that's a nice piece of property. She's got 3 acre.
You just made fun of how little it is.
Well, it is out in the country when you got farms that are like 1,000 acres.
Well,
and she's bragging she's got 3.
Are people with 1,000 acre out here?
Yeah. Of course there is.
You know, is there a legal place people are allowed to go after dark if they don't own the land? Because most parks close after dark.
Right.
Yeah.
Beaches around here close after dark.
Right.
You have to pay for a campsite, so you can't just hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a single legal place I can go without any potential
issues? Or just like
issues?
An unclaimed plot of land?
Yeah,
yeah
a micronation. Because that is a little messed up. Like, let's say I live in an apartment.
Yeah.
And I want to have a bonfire. I want to make some s'mores, have fun with my friends. Why can't there be a place I can go to legally do
There is. Go buy a house.
No,
You chintz. No, I don't think there is. Because, like, everything has, because it's either private property or it's city or public property.
Yeah.
Which means it's owned by the government.
That's what I mean.
So there is no, like, hey, nobody owns this, go hang out.
Seems kind of un-American, doesn't it?
No, because it's all been purchased or controlled.
I guess that's super American. I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know, we come from a country of manifest destiny. I would like wide open spaces and a place to just cut loose. Why can't we have, like, one place where I can go do a bonfire?
So, like, a public area where you could just start a fire.
Okay, maybe bonfire's a bad idea, but just a place I can go hang out, be outside at night without
I'm thinking you're
hassled.
A goddamn murderer. You got a hooker.
Like, think about people that work, weird hours. Mm-hmm. Say I want to go for a walk. Where can I go?
Or you can go for a walk.
Where am I walking?
I mean, you could.
Just don't stop.
Where are they walking? Yeah, see, that's just it. You nailed it, right?
Keep moving, buddy.
How long can I take a break on my walk before I get in trouble? By the way, Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Acre is 200 by 100. Does he mean feet?
Yes.
200 feet by 100 feet.
Yeah.
I think it's 200 by 200. Hold on.
Is Matthew wrong?
But that's a good piece of property.
Hold on.
Is that a football field?
So somebody called and said it's like 70 yards by 70 yards.
All right. So it's.
I don't know. I'm getting so many different takes on this.
Does anybody know what an acre is?
I think an acre is 200 by 200.
How about Karen doesn't even have 3 acres because she has no idea what an acre is? Because they could sell me my house today and be like, it's on 4 acres. I'm like, okay. Guy four, I would come in here like an idiot and be like, I got 4 acres.
Look at
come
that.
Over and be like, what's funny about this particular story is we wrap it up. Like, if the allegations are true, this guy had been warned about this in the past.
Yeah, they said this wasn't his first time.
Yeah, and it feels like the fire really gives you away.
Yeah, a little bit.
Even if you know what you're doing is illegal, getting caught the first time probably means they're just going to run you off.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, this guy kind of deserves, if the allegations are going to be arrested.
He knew what he was doing.
But he kept going back and doing it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any.
And you kind of settled in. You weren't just sitting there on your ass.
The only way I would allow a guy like this on my property is if he were able to accurately illustrate to me how large an acre is.
Well, he could walk it off for you and show it to you.
But I don't think I have close to an acre on my yard.
No, probably not.
Okay, so that doesn't help.
I bet, but you got a nice piece of property.
Yeah.
No, I got a yard and a yard. Yard front, yard back.
Yeah. That's how it works usually.
Think it's an acre.
You get a front and a back and two sides.
Because I would love to say
I got an acre.
Yeah, exactly like
Henrietta acre.
I got acreage.
Yeah.
Henrietta.
Well, you'd have to have more than one to have acreage.
Damn.
Yeah.
You have acre.
I got acre.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You cheer for the hometown kid.
Yeah, that's your job.
What you do. And there is a whole bunch, thousands upon thousands of Rochesterians tonight that will be actively rooting against someone who comes from where we are.
No kidding.
And that makes all of you monsters.
Yeah, it is bad.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Major League Baseball playoffs are in full swing.
What we got tonight?
Well, tonight, it's a big game here locally. I would argue, and tell me if you disagree, that if we were to take a poll, the majority of baseball fans in Rochester are Yankees fans.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, number one.
Especially on the west side?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a fitted Yankees.
That guy probably killed that cat.
The Yankees are in trouble. They are down 2-0.
Ooh.
They are on the brink of elimination tonight as the Blue Jays travel to Yankee Stadium for the first home playoff divisional game for New York. If they lose tonight, it's over. And Yankees fans are distraught because they have gotten blown out the first two games while playing in Toronto.
Yeah.
All right. If you are cheering for the New York Yankees tonight, Yankees fans, you are cheering against one of us.
Who's that?
That would be Brighton High School graduate and all-around great guy,
yeah,
Ernie Clement.
Ernie Clement.
Ernie Clement.
He has an old baseball name.
He really does.
It's a great baseball name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ernie Clement is having a late bloom to his career. It's the best season he's ever had in Major League Baseball. The playoff game against the Yankees on Sunday, he went off. He hit his first career home run.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He went 3-for-4 and had 3 RBIs. The kid's playing awesome. He's an everyday player playing 3 positions in the infield for the Blue Jays.
Kid's
he's
on fire.
Awesome. And he's got really handsome radio hosts wearing his jersey to work today.
Oh, wow.
In case you were wondering.
Oh, so you're wearing one too. Cool. You and Spisano.
Can you cheer against a hometown kid, even if it's your favorite team playing?
Yeah, probably. Because you would think about it this way. If there was like a hometown kid who made it big and he's a star on the Patriots,
okay,
you're still rooting for the Bills.
So it's hard for us in like Bills fans to wrap our heads around this because with the exception of Roland Williams, and the Bills never played the Rams or the Raiders really like coming up. We didn't really have this. There was never a, like,
no, but
an
I'm
NFL
saying, like,
player.
If it were to happen, I don't think you're switching your loyalties based on that local connection, are you?
I mean, no, because we had this example in hockey, right? Like, if you're a Sabres fan, it did suck when I was a kid having to root against Ryan Callahan, the Flying Gianta brothers, Rory Fitzpatrick,
okay,
Detroit,
yeah,
Buffalo,
yeah.
Right? Right. But, like, look, I wasn't going to cheer for them because I want my team to win. But, like, watching them go out there, like, hey, they come from where I come from, it did make me feel like a bad person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and like you said, he sounds like a really good kid. He's not the star of the team, right?
Oh, no.
But he's a good utility guy.
Well, I mean, he's having the best season of his
career.
And
he's having a run.
Yeah, he's doing awesome. And
I mean, you got to appreciate the fact that guy's on a run, too.
And when you say he's a good guy, like, from I've never met
all
the guy.
Accounts.
Oh, yes. I thought you knew him.
No, I don't know him personally at all. I just buy his jersey like a totally normal 39-year-old man. But, no, I mean, Kimmy.
I've only heard good things.
Yes, people we know that know him, he goes out of his way.
And he still comes back. Like, it's not like, because sometimes you'll see guys when they make it big, like, they never come back home. Like, it's not that they disown Rochester, but, like, that's no longer, like, their hometown. And that doesn't seem to be the case with a lot of guys that have come out of here. And, like, especially with the guys that have made it in the NBA and stuff like that. Like, they do come back and try to contribute to their community and do stuff here locally still.
I mean, it's a dream scenario, right? The kid is here. He's a nice dude. He's playing 3 hours
you
away.
You got to pull for him.
It's the closest Major League Baseball city to where he grew up. His family can drive up anytime they want to watch him play. He's now hitting home runs in the playoffs on national television. Like, come on! But cheer for the damn kid.
But the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a long time,
not
right?
Since 2009?
They were there last year, but they lost to the
Dodgers. Okay.
Yeah.
So they've been in kind of a semi-Yankee drought.
Well, let's put it this
way.
For
the Yankees, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Shut up.
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
no. Shut up. I hate God.
What?
This makes me mad.
But, I mean, for you, it's easy to root for that hometown kid when you hate the other team. But I do think that a lot of people aren't switching their loyalties in that situation.
And I think you became a Blue Jays fan just to be a dick.
No, I've always been a Blue Jays fan.
Always?
Yes. There's pictures of me in the Sky Dome when I'm like 3, 4, 5 years old. My dad and I used to go
up all the
time.
I thought you were lost or abandoned.
Would have had a better childhood growing up in the Sky Dome.
Oh, my God, you would have.
Geddy Lee of Rush taking care of me, his arm around me, trying to teach me how to do different trades. Like salesman! Okay, no, what I'm getting at, 252 WCMF, Yankees on the brink of elimination tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. They lose this game. Their postseason is over. And Rochester local, Ernie Clement, playing for the Toronto Blue Jays, is helping to put that stake in their heart.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So you're going to watch the game tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. I bought the MLB
God
package for the last 3 months of the season. I've been I forgot how much I love baseball.
But to watch it on TV, even with this kid playing.
It's great.
If I saw him at one bat, good enough for me.
No, now's the time to watch. I mean, this is a time where everybody gets into baseball. Like the casual baseball fans are now fully invested.
Game with the stepping in and out and looking away.
It's over now.
It moves faster.
No, it's over now.
Give it another try.
They got the pitch clock rules, all that stuff. The games are over in maximum 2.5 hours. Most of the time, it's a 2-hour game.
2 hours of like slow ass sport.
I have found
ball too. I have Clement, the old school name, Brighton, New York.
I agree.
But you don't know where that is.
I agree with you. Baseball games used to be too long for me. I have now found these games are too short. Like I sit down.
I want more innings.
Well, no, I do. Like I'm used to
of nothing.
I'm used to the 3 hours, 15 minutes of a football game.
Yeah.
So when it goes under that, like the one good thing about the two Yankees Blue Jays games, the Blue Jays have been scoring so many runs, they're going long. So it's
That's
like, oh, I'm getting
true.
My money's worth. But I took my family up to the Rogers Center is what they call it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a game last year, we paid for our tickets. We went in. It was over in a flash. I felt like I didn't get my money's worth.
No.
You felt cheated?
Well, no, I did. Like, I would like to drink more beers, please. Please let me drink more beers. Jack writes us, Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, as a Yankees fan, Clement is the only Jay I like because of the hometown thing. How do you not like Vladimir Guerrero? His dad played in the league?
Who?
He's fun. Doesn't matter. I'm getting too deep for you.
These like stars of the Blue Jays?
Vlad Guerrero's a big star.
In Toronto?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in Major League Baseball.
I don't know. I know Aaron Judge. That's it.
He's not playing well.
Right? Yeah.
That's it, though. He's a big home run hitter.
Yes. Well, should be. All right. So
I don't even know who's like the manager of the Yankees.
He's been there a while.
Aaron
now.
Boone?
Okay.
He's not going to be the manager of the Yankees much longer.
You better watch your ass, Boone.
All right. I will give you one tip. All other right. than Ernie, if you're going to watch a game tonight.
Yeah. But I anchor in to watch it.
8 o'clock first pitch on FS1. There is a player.
What?
It's Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
Man, it's not even on national television. I got to go to one of these jerkwater channels.
It's FS. I just looked it up.
Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports 1. You have it, you idiot.
I know, but I never use it, you idiot.
I never use it.
It's that kind of
Why don't you 400? Use it?
I don't go over 400 on the channels.
There is a player you will love who plays for Toronto. His name is Alejandro Kirk.
Alejandro.
He is the catcher. He is Mexican.
I hope so.
He could have been Venezuelan.
Okay.
He is 5'6", 280 pounds.
He is a fireplug.
He is built like the Syracuse Orange mascot.
Wait, so he doesn't even have to squat down.
No, it's
he's
funny.
A catcher?
He's a catcher. He's one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. He stole his first base ever this year, and he got a standing ovation for it at the Rogers Center.
Wow.
This kid is electricity in a jar.
Okay.
I love him. I love him, and if Ernie Clement was a player on that team, I would have a round mound of home plate.
So you're saying he's that fat?
Bro.
He's got to be fat.
Bro.
You said he's 5'9", 300 pounds?
Google a picture of him. He's the funniest man. Like, that man's a professional athlete. He is a multiple-time All-Star. He won a silver slugger, and he looks like a basketball.
Wow.
And he's awesome. So they told the story during the downtime of the Yankees game, Alejandro, because they were just blowing out the Yankees for a while. They went to go scout somebody else in Mexico, and this scout saw Alejandro Kirk play. And he wrote back to the Blue Jays, I'm sending this kid back to try out. Promise me you will not put him back on the bus until you see him hit.
Oh.
Like, that's how out of shape
Do
and weird looking he is.
Judge a book by its cover.
Yes, like you let him swing a bat and then tell me what to think about the guy.
I'm not crazy.
All right, so 8 o'clock tonight if you want to watch
a
potentially.
Fat guy and a local kid.
That's what they called the show when we first started.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.